Welcome, it's January 8th, 2023. This is the Baptism of the Lord Sunday. And our scriptures this week come from Isaiah 42, 1 through 9, Matthew 3, 13 through 17, and Acts 10, 34 through 43. The title of our message this week is Why? I invite you to open your Bibles and read with me our scriptures today. Our first scripture, Acts 42, 1 through 9. The servant of the Lord. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law the islands will put their hope. This is what the Lord says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you righteousness. I will take hold of your hand, and I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for your people and a light for the Gentiles, to open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prisons, and to release from the dungeons those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. This is a song of praise to the Lord. Our second from the Gospel of Matthew 3, 13 through 17, the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Well, Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Well, then John consented. And as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. In our third reading from Acts 10, 34 through 43, starting in verse 34. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. And you know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. We are the witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead, and on the third day, and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people, and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, today as we celebrate the remember the baptism of the Lord, I think we need to have a better understanding of why Jesus was baptized, why we baptize today, and the significance of it. So let me start today's message by telling you a story of a boy who had questions about baptism. Well, at 10 years of age, Jeremy suddenly became more curious about baptism since his infant cousin Jason was being baptized at the worship service that morning. Jeremy's inquisitive eyes and mind focused today on things that in the past had passed by him without much notice. The baptismal font in this contemporary church building had a dove suspended above it, held in place by wires that could not be seen from farther away than a few feet. Was that bird always there? Or did they put it there just for today, he wondered. And the worship bulletin for this Sunday also had a dove featured on the front cover. He had the urge to ask his dad about the bird, because he didn't really know if it was a dove or a pigeon or what. But he knew from experience it would be better to wait and ask the question on the way home. As for now, he and his whole family joined his uncle and aunt at the baptismal font. The pastor began by saying, "In Christian love, you have presented Jason for holy baptism. You should therefore faithfully bring him to the services of God's house." Well, Jeremy heard those words being spoken by the pastor, but he only half listened to the baptismal service. He kept glancing at the dove hanging over his head. He would definitely have to ask about that bird. "Pour out your Holy Spirit so that Jason, who is here baptized, may be given new life," the pastor continued. Well, after worship in the car, Jeremy said, "I'm hungry. What are we going to eat?" His father replied, "We're going to your uncle and aunt's house for a baptismal dinner, but it shouldn't be too long." "Why are we baptized?" Jeremy asked. His father was glad he had taught Sunday school for the past 5 years and that some of the lessons had dwelt on baptism. As best he could, he tried to explain about the forgiveness of sins and God's acceptance of us into his family through baptism. But Jeremy wasn't through with the questioning. "The pastor said in his sermon that Jesus was baptized. Did he have to have his sins forgiven, or what?" "Oh, Lordy," Dad thought to himself, but he struggled with an answer he hoped was at least halfway correct. "No, Jesus didn't have any sins to be forgiven. He was baptized kind of as a sign that that God had a special task for him to do." "So what's the bird hanging above the baptism thing?" Jeremy asked. "I can deal with this," Dad thought to himself with some relief. "That bird is supposed to be a dove, and it reminds us of God's Spirit coming to us, as it did to Jesus in baptism. Also, it reminds us that God was pleased with his son, Jesus." "Oh," Jeremy replied nonchalantly, "I wonder what we're having for dinner." Well, who here doesn't ask the same questions theologians and Christians have been asking for centuries? Why, if Jesus was the sinless Son of God, as we claim, then why did he have to submit to John's baptism? Why do we baptize? Do you know why a dove was used to describe the Spirit of God lighting on him? Or do you just accept baptism as something expected of Christians and move on to the next thing or question that pops into your head? Some early commentators suggested that the only reason Jesus submitted to baptism was because his mother wanted him to. And that's not a very good reason for being baptized, and I don't believe that. In our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 42:1, we read, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my Spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations." Can you see that when Jesus was baptized by John, part of the answer to the why is that God was fulfilling what the prophet Isaiah prophesied. Matthew recorded for us how the prophecy was fulfilled. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him in Matthew 3:16. Well, with a little further study of the Gospels, you will find that Luke gave us a little more information, saying the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove in Luke 3:22. And in the Gospel of John, John 1:32, John writes, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him." So what really happened at Jesus' baptism? Did the heavens open up and glowing, glorified, angelic beings descended upon him? Did a rainbow encircle him? Did a powerful eagle or a symbolic phoenix perch on his shoulders? Well, no. Instead, the Spirit of God descends like a dove. You may not realize that a dove is not a formal species name. Technically, doves are merely white pigeons. You know, that favorite bird responsible for all the disgusting white excrement on park benches and on your car, often fondly known as rats with wings. That's the symbol that accompanied Jesus' moment of baptism. Not quite what one would expect. The Holy Spirit, symbolized by a dove lighting on him, descending on him in bodily form, and remaining on him. I mean, do you remember that song, Wings of a Dove, by Bob Ferguson? You know, on the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure sweet love. A sign from above, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. I think Peter's testimony in Acts 10, 37 and 38, it sums it up for us when he states, you know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove to show that through him, even the most unworthy can be justified to fulfill all righteousness, as Jesus told John the Baptist. Well, I read about a United Methodist preacher whose whole confirmation class decided they wanted to be baptized by immersion. It was one of those grand events with almost the whole congregation there at the local river. Parents were in tears, grandparents stood by proud and crying too as these young people made their momentous decision in their lives. Other youth and children stood in awe and wonder, filled with curiosity because most of them had never witnessed a baptism by immersion. Well, all of that wonderful emotion was short-circuited when, during the very first baptism, the preacher was heard to say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and then of the Son, and the Holy moly, I forgot to take off my watch. He got distracted and moved on to the next thing that popped into his head. And I'm pretty sure that John the Baptist didn't have that kind of trouble that preacher had. When Jesus came to the Jordan River to be baptized, John was ready and focused. He was a little reluctant at first, but he did recognize Jesus immediately. And I'm sure that the crowd that was there, or even John, wasn't prepared for what was about to happen. If you remember last week in my message, On the Run, we learned that things don't always happen as we think they should, and all too often we're left asking why. So when Jesus came to John to be baptized, his initial response was, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me. I bet he was thinking, why? This is not how it's supposed to go. But then Jesus replied, let it be so now. Well, if you remember, John was preaching a baptism of repentance. And the people came to the Jordan River, and they were consciously surrendering the guilt of their sins, being cleansed by the water of the baptism, and rising clean, whole, and set free to serve God in a new way, just as we are when we accept our baptism. But Jesus was baptized by John first and foremost to align himself with us completely. I mean, how could Jesus ask us to do something he had never done? But beyond the forgiveness of sins, Jesus' baptism did the same thing for him that it does for us. Baptism tells who we are, and it reveals who we truly are. So imagine if you were in that crowd that day when, at that moment, when heaven was opened, you saw the sky opened, and an array of light appeared. Then all of a sudden you saw the Spirit of God descending like the dove and lighting on him. And to top it all, you hear God's booming voice say, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Jesus knew who he was before he went for the baptism by John. But you and I, like John, or the people that are that day, weren't. God claimed Jesus at the water of his baptism, as he does the same for us. It's God's way of telling all who Jesus was and whose we are by the acceptance of baptism. Jesus' acceptance of baptism also shows believers who we truly are to be. I mean, Peter reminded us in his testimony, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. In Acts 10, 34 and 35. Our baptism should remind us and those around us of whose we are, and also reveal who we truly are by our actions. As the scriptures tell us, fear him, God, and do what is right. I mean, do you have a better understanding of why Jesus was baptized and why we baptize today and the significance of it? So before you check your watch because the sermon was too long or let the grumbling in your belly change your focus, leave here today following the example of Jesus, knowing that by baptism God anointed us with the Holy Spirit and power. And we are to be doing good and helping all who are under the power of the devil, because God is with us. Well, he commanded us to preach to the people and testify that he, meaning Jesus, is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. I mean, that's why we celebrate and remember the baptism of the Lord. So will you go from here singing, on the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a dove. Amen. Well, in his service, this has been Pastor Joe.